各位主耶稣所爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And peace to all brothers and sisters.
再一次透过网络，我们在线上一起来纪念遵守安息生日。
Once again, we are gathering here on the Sabbath day online.
愿神的恩惠平安与大家同在。
May the grace and peace of God be with everyone.
早上我们要一起学习的题目是如何重建与神的关系。
Our topic this morning is how to build or rebuild the relationship with God.
首先，我们来想想一个问题。
Let us first think about a question.
人生最重要的是什么东西
？What is the most important thing in life?
下一页。
Next slide.
到底什么的人才是最快乐
？And who would be the most happy person?
有人说了，有人做了一个调查。
There was a survey done.
要找这个答案。
Trying to find out the answer to the question.
到底是要拥有多少的钱才会快乐呢？
How much money you must have in order to be considered happy?
或者是房子有多大，有几间才会快乐
？Or how big a house, how many bedrooms you must have before you can be considered happy?
或者是事业要多成功
？Or how successful must your career be?
但是结果都不是。
The answer does not lie in any of the questions or the answers.
调查的结果发现了，人的快乐源自于他跟身边的人的关系。
The answer from the survey is that whether you're happy or not depends on the people around you.
如果你跟身边的人关系很好
，If you have good interpersonal relationships，
虽然你拥有的不是很多
，Even though you may not have much，
但是你也会很快乐
，But you'll be happy。
但是如果你跟身边的人的关系很差
，If you have very terrible relationship with the people around you，
跟你配偶也整天吵架。
You're arguing with your spouse every day.
活在一个大房子也没有用。
There's no point living in a big mansion.
去到上班跟每一个同事都闹不好。
You go to work and you are unhappy with all of your coworkers.
你的薪水很高，你也不快乐。
Even though you may be highly paid, but you won't be happy there.
或者你回到家里，你孩子不理你，不想理你。
Or when you return home, your kids don't even want to bother with you.
你的心也会很痛苦。
You will feel pain.
所以原来人生最重要的不是物质。
So what's most important to a human is not the material things,
而是关系
rather a relationship.
但是关系有很多不同的种类
There are different kinds of relationships.
但是那个关系好跟不好可以看得出来
But we can tell whether this relationship is good or bad.
那首先来讲，简单讲讲关系如果不好会有什么的表现
Let's take a look at what will happen when a relationship deteriorates.
我们知道关系只有越来越好，或者越来越差。
A relationship can only get better or get worse.
那你要问自己，我跟这个人的关系是有在进步呢，还在退步
？So you can ask yourself whether your relationship with others is improving or it's going the opposite direction.
那简单来说啊，第一点呢、如果你跟这个人的关系越来越不好了，你会跟他越来越没有话讲。
If you have a terrible relationship with someone, then you will feel that there's nothing to talk about.
这个是很明显的。
This is very obvious.
你在餐馆里面，你左右看一看。那些吃饭的人，他们的表现，你就知道他们关系好不好。
If you go into a restaurant and you observe the people sitting around you, you can tell how good or bad the relationship was.
有一些情侣，哇，一坐下来讲话讲不停啊。
There are some couples, when they sit down, they'll start chatting away.
一边讲一边笑，哇，吃完东西了还不买单，还在讲，哦，他们关系很好。
And they will chat and eat or chat and order food at the same time. And even after they have finished the meal, they still don't want to leave.
有些坐在一起吃了一顿饭呢，没有讲几句话。
And there are others who sit down at a table to eat but have nothing to say to one another.
住在同一个房子啊，一天没有讲几句话。
Living in the same house, there's nothing to say.
因为话不投机半句多。
Because they don't have common interests, so whatever conversation they strike, it would be uninteresting to the other party.
我讲话你听不懂，你讲话我也听不下去。
Whatever you say, I'm not interested. Whatever I say, you're not interested either.
那么想法很不一样。
And they think differently.
所以就干脆就不讲话了。
So might as well not say at all.
第二个表现。
The second phenomenon.
如果关系不好啊，会感觉到彼此很遥远啊。
The second phenomenon when it comes to having a bad relationship is that people feel distance.
有人说啊，全世界最远的距离是什么
？Some people ask, what's the furthest distance on Earth?
不是南极到北极那么远。
It's not from the South Pole to the North Pole.
全世界最远的距离就是我在你旁边，你却不了解我。
The furthest distance on Earth is that I'm sitting right beside you, but you don't even understand me.
有人把它改一改，全世界最远的距离就是我在你旁边，你却在玩手机。
And somebody changed the sentence to say that the furthest distance on earth is that I'm sitting next to you, but you are concentrating on your cell phone.
全世界的人越来越多。
There are more, the population on earth is getting more and more.
大家的空间越来越小。
And personal space are getting smaller and smaller.
那我们也要谢谢最近的所谓的 COVID-19 啊，因为这样子呢，大家多了良民，所以谁都不可以侵犯你的这个神圣的良民。
And thanks to COVID-19, everyone now has extra 2 meters. Nobody can come within 2 meters of you.
但是人与人之间的关系有时候啊，虽然你很近啊，但是心中超过两米，可能是好几十公里啊。
Even though sometimes you'll be sitting right next to a person, they're very close, but the distance between them is actually measured in kilometers or miles.
第三个关系差的表现呢，就是你不想理他，也不想替他做任何的事。
The third sign that you're not having a good relationship is that you don't want to do anything for him or her.
因为你关系不好啊。
Because your relationship is sour.
他叫你做事，你当然不想理他。
You of course don't want to do anything for the other party.
我不骂你就不错了，你还叫我帮你做事。
As long as I'm not yelling at you, why are you asking me to do things for you?
啊，这个就是很明显啊。
This is very obvious.
再来第四个呢。
The fourth sign.
如果两个人关系不好呢，很故意的会去伤害对方。
If a relationship has soured, then one party will purposely hurt the other party.
你讲话不知不觉都酸酸的，很刻薄的，或者是想攻击对方。
The words you say are very harsh. It will hurt the feelings of the other party.
然后呢，对方就会很伤心。
And so the receiving party would be very sad.
哎，你看到对方很伤心，可能你会感觉到好一点。
And when you see the other party become sad, you feel very happy.
你觉得你赢了。
You feel that you have won.
其实你没有赢。
But in fact, you haven't won anything.
因为你在伤害对方的时候，也是在伤害自己。
Because while you're hurting the other party, you're hurting yourself at the same time.
在这种亲密的关系、家人的关系、婚姻的关系里面，没有赢跟输的。
In an intimate relationship, the relationship of a family, the relationship of a spouse, there's no such thing of winning or losing in a relationship.
一定是双方都赢，或者是双方都输。
Either both party wins or both party loses.
没有说一个人一定赢，另外一个是失败者。
There is no such thing as a win or lose in a relationship.
好了，我们讲了那么多啊，那到底是要谈什么？
So we have spoken quite a bit about relationships. So what are we actually saying?
所以我们检视一下，我们跟我们的配偶、跟我们的家人、跟我们的亲戚，甚至同事这些关系啊，到底是好还是不好？
Let us examine our relationships within our spouse, our family, our relatives, and our friends and co-workers. Is it good?
最近这个疫情的关系啊，大家都要把大量的时间都放在家里。
And due to the pandemic, everyone is spending more time with family.
所以你跟家人的关系好跟坏啊，会被放大很多倍，马上表现出来。
So your relationship with your family will be magnified multiple times because of this.
按照最近的新闻报道啊，最近家庭暴力有增加的趋势。
According to news reports, there have been increased cases of domestic violence.
在有些国家，这个疫情解封之后，马上很多人排队去离婚。
And in some countries, when they have opened up the economy, a lot of people are lining up to get divorced.
为什么会这样子？
Why?
因为在这个压力之下，在这个封闭之下，这些问家人的关系的问题全部会跑出来。
Because during the lockdown period, a lot of the familial problems began to surface.
好了，那到底为什么我们跟家人的关系、跟身边的人的关系有时候会那么差？
So why is it our relationship with our family is so bad?
到底是什么出了问题呢？
What went wrong?
我们常常都觉得是对方的问题，别人的错。
We often think that the other party is wrong or it's the fault of the other party.
改一改，我们就会好了。
Perhaps if we change a little bit, everything would be fine.
或者是我把这个人换掉，我来一个新的来，那我们就会开心了。
Or if we change the other party to someone else, we may be happier.
但其实这个不是问题根源。
That is not the source of the problem.
人生有很多的关系。
There are a lot of relationships in our lives.
但是有一个关系是所有关系的最根本的根源跟根基。
And there is one source or one foundation of all relationships.
这个就是我们跟神的关系。
That is our relationship with God.
我打个比喻。
For example,
一个老房子。
An old house.
如果你看到它的墙壁裂了。
If you see a crack in the wall,
你会怎么处理？
How would you handle it?
哦，房子那个墙壁有裂痕啊。这个不单只是哦，你涂个新的油漆，把灰抹上去就好了。
Having a crack in the wall doesn't mean that you just put on a fresh coat of paint.
那个墙壁会裂， 可能呢，那个墙壁在移动呢。
The wall have a crack, perhaps because the wall is moving.
那你只是涂新的油漆是解决不了这个问题。
Putting on a fresh coat of paint will not resolve the issue.
可能这个房子太旧了，它的根基已经不稳了，它的根基下沉了。
Perhaps this house is so old that the foundation is no longer stable.
啊，所以不是你新的油漆放上去就可以解决这个问题。
So a fresh coat of paint will not resolve the problem.
你要去修理它的根基啊。
You have to tackle the problem itself.
这个是很大的工程。这是很大的工程。
This is a big project.
同样的，我们要改善我们跟身边的人的关系的同时。
And while we are changing or rather improving our relationship with others around us,
最重要要看看我们跟神的关系怎么样来重建跟修补。
Let us ask ourselves, how can we rebuild our relationship with God?
最近我们在读以西结书。
Recently, we are studying the book of Ezekiel.
从以西结书第20章里面，我们可以整理出三点有关于如何重建跟神的关系。
From Ezekiel chapter 20, we can find three points on how we can rebuild our relationship with God.
当你跟神的关系重建，
When you have rebuilt your relationship,
你用同样的心态去重建你跟身边的人的关系，就会不一样。
You can use the same principle to rebuild your relationship with others, and you will see an improvement.
第一点，
First point,
要重建跟神的关系啊，必须除掉那可憎之物，就是偶像。
To improve your relationship with God, you need to remove the detestable idols.
好，我们看20章。
Let's take a look at chapter 20.
第六节。
Chapter 20, verse 6.
20章6到7节，请读。
Chapter 20, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6. On that day, I swore to them that I would bring them out of the land of Egypt into the land that I had searched out for them, a land flowing with milk and honey, and the most glorious of all land.
7.
And I said to them, cast away the detestable things your eyes feast on, every one of you, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
这两节啊，是形容神跟人的关系本来应该可以很好。
Here, these two verses tells us that initially God and the people of Israel had good relationship.
因为神在万人当中拣选以色列人。
Because among all the people, God has chosen the Israelites.
用大能的膀臂带他们出了埃及。
With his mighty arms, he led them out of Egypt.
不是把他拉出来随便丢啊，把他放在全世界最好的地方，就是流奶与蜜之地。
He did not pull the Israelites out of Egypt and threw them into wilderness. Rather, he led them into the land that was flowing with milk and honey.
那个地方啊，是万国的人都想得到的，都是万国的荣耀啊。
It is a piece of land that many nations wanted to own or possess.
虽然不大，但是什么都有。
Even though it's not a big piece of land, but it has everything.
虽然不大，但是是世界四大洲的一个教会点。
And even though it's not a big, that's not a massive piece of land, but it is the meeting point of four major continents.
应该是三个了，亚洲啊、欧洲啊，还有连着非洲啊，都在这边被连接住了。
Or rather, the meeting point of three continents: Asia, Europe, and Africa.
所以这个地方啊，真的是最好的。
So this is the best place on earth.
神啊，那么爱他们。
God loves them so much.
但是以色列人怎么样回报神呢？
How do the people of Israel repay God's love?
他们从离开埃及的时候就开始把那些神最讨厌的东西拿到他们的身边。
And from the time they have left Egypt, they have brought with them the detestable things to God.
啊，这个叫做可憎之物，就是偶像。
These detestable things are the idols.
啊，以色列人呢，从出埃及之后就开始拜偶像。
And from the moment they have departed from Egypt, the people of Israel began praying to idols.
啊，为什么他们会被影响拜偶像？
Why were they being influenced to worship idols?
还有他们第一次造偶像是什么时候？
When was the first time they have made an idol for themselves?
我们看出埃及记的32章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32.
第一到二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
出埃及记32章1到2节。
Exodus chapter 32, verse 1 and verse 2.
请读。
Verse 1, when the people saw Moses delay to come down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, Up, make us gods who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what had become of him. 2, and Aaron said to them, Take off the rings of gold which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me.
好，我们来再来分析一下这一次在以色列百姓历史当中第一次拜偶像是什么回事。
So let us take a detailed look into the first incident of the people of Israel worshiping idols.
很奇怪，他们在埃及的时候没有记载他们拜什么偶像，那么他们也没有机会拜什么，他们都是每天在做苦工。
It is strange that there is no record of what idols these the people of Israel worships while they were in Egypt.
竟然是得到自由、得到祝福之后开始拜偶像。
And the reason probably because they were enslaved, but when they regained their freedom, they began worshiping idols.
在这个之前，三十一章，摩西被神叫上了这个西乃山呢，领受十诫。
In chapter 31, Moses was called up to the Mount of Zion to receive the Ten Commandments.
哦，他上去很久了，有四十昼夜了。
He was up on the mountain for 40 days and nights.
当时又没有手机啊，又没有打电话啊，可以说啊，你等我，再等几天我就下来了啊，都没有什么联络的方式。
In those days, there is no convenient ways of communication for Moses to tell the people to wait for him.
那百姓等得不耐烦。
And the people were being impatient.
在第一节就说了，他们看摩西延迟不下山，大家就到那边，到亚伦那边呢，要求他替他们做神像。
So 32:32:1, the people were anxious that Moses had delayed to come down from the mountain, so they gathered themselves to Aaron and asked him to make them gods.
他们在讲什么呢？
What were they saying?
他们说我们见不到摩西啊。
They said we can't see Moses.
我们根本都不知道他发生了什么事情。
We don't know what happened to him.
所以现在没有人可以看得见。
So now that nobody can see Moses,
他们呢对神没有什么信心。
And the people of Israel had no faith in God.
所以为什么一个人会拜偶像？
So why would a person worship an idol?
根本的原因是他对神信心不够。
The very reason being that they have no faith in God.
他们对神根本不认识。
They don't know God well.
虽然看到神很多的作为，但是对神没信心。
Even though they have seen the miraculous works of God, but they have no faith in Him.
有时候我们以为啊，常常看到神的恩典，得到很多的帮助，一定是信心会很好。
Sometimes we assume that when we have received a lot of grace from God, we will definitely have good faith.
这个不一定。
That's not true.
有时候以为说，哇，这个信了几十年，信心一定很好。
Sometimes we feel that members who have been Christians for over decades must have good faith.
这个也不一定。
That may not be true.
信心好不好，遇到事情才知道。
Whether you have good faith or not, it all depends on whether you have encountered any problems.
当你对未来没有办法掌握了。
When you have no control over the future,
当神好像不跟你讲话了。
Or when it seems that God no longer speaks to you,
至少没有告诉你什么时候再来解决你的问题。
Or rather, God have not revealed to you when He will resolve your issues.
这个时候才看得出有没有信心。
It is at this time that your faith is being tested.
你要继续等下去呢，还是要自己做点什么？
Are you going to wait for God to react, or are you going to do something yourself?
这些人啊，他们到亚伦面前说啊，哎呀。不知道什么事啊，那怎么办呢？
And these people came to Aaron and said, "We don't know what's going on. What are we going to do?"
不如我们来造个神像啊，来，我们可以拜了。
Why don't we make ourselves an idol so that we can worship?
所以为什么一个人会拜偶像？
So why would someone worship an idol?
因为他缺乏信心。
Because there is a lack of faith.
他有一种缺乏安全感。
There is a sense of insecurity.
然后缺乏安全感呢，他就会想制造一些东西，然后来抓住一些东西来代替神啊。
Due to this feeling of insecurity, they felt that they have to make something for themselves to worship.
这个就是人心的根源。
This is the source of this faith.
也是我们的问题的根源。
It's also the root of our problem.
我们想抓东西来代替神。
We want to hold on to something to replace God.
因为里面没有安全感。
Because we feel insecure.
譬如说，如果你小时候很穷。
For example, if you are very poor when you were young,
很穷很穷啊，觉得没有钱很苦啊。
And you feel that if you have no money, you will have a very bitter life.
好了，等你长大了，你赚钱了。
But now that you have grown up and you have start making money,
但是你已经够了，你已经过得不错了。
But when you feel that, or when there is enough for you to live on,
但是你心中还是很没有安全感。
Yet you still feel insecure.
你还要拼命的去努力去赚更多。
You still want to work your very hard, your hardest to earn more money.
还有呢，你会对自己很省，对别人也很省。
And you're being very thrifty in your life.
因为你从小就被教育，或者从小觉得说没有钱会很辛苦，所以你没有安全感。
Because you have been taught at a very young age that without money you will have a very difficult life, so you feel insecure.
所以我一定要抓住钱。
You have to hold on tight to money.
哎，不知不觉当中啊，你那种缺乏安全感就造成了你把钱看成是你的偶像。
And gradually and unknowing to you that you have seen money as your idol.
有人呢对自己的外貌很看重。
There's some people who place much emphasis on their outer appearance.
一定要名牌。
They have to wear brand name clothes.
一定要把自己装扮得很时尚。
They have to adorn themselves to look fashionable.
整天看那些世俗的东西，怎么还可以把自己弄得好像明星一样？
And they often read or watch these worldly things to make them look or feel like a movie star.
或者是去整形。
Or they will want to undergo knives for plastic surgery.
但是问题在哪里？
What is the root of this problem?
他对自己没有安全感。
This person feels insecure.
那他就要抓东西啊。
So they have to hold on to something.
啊, 外貌。
Outer appearance.
名牌。
Brand name things.
名车。
Luxurious cars.
哎, 这些东西慢慢就进来了。
These things will slowly start to creep in.
所以这个金牛啊, 很有趣。
So this golden calf is actually quite interesting.
我们再来看看埃及的金牛犊到底代表什么。
So let's take a look at what this golden calf of Egypt represents.
它其实是代表一种文化。
It represents culture.
因为我们知道埃及在那时候是一个农业的国家。
We know that Egypt in those days is an agricultural society.
你有牛啊，很强力的牛，你才能够翻山产很多农作物。
And they need ox to help them with cultivating their land.
有了生产力，就有钱，就有生活，就有繁荣。
And once they have produce, they can sell, and it would generate the economy or money into the economy, and people would be wealthy.
就有成功了。
And then there is success.
哎，很奇怪啊，以色列百姓啊，住在埃及400多年啊，他们有被埃及的文化影响到。
So the people of Israel haven't been in the land of Egypt for 400 years. They were influenced by Egypt.
你不要说400多年了，在加拿大住4年了，再住40年了，想法都不一样了。
And let's not talk about 400 years. If you live in Canada for 4 years or even 40 years, you will think differently.
但是他们不知道这些文化是神不喜悦的。
The people of Israel didn't know that these Egyptian cultures were not pleasing in the eyes of God.
但是他们用哪些东西来造这个金牛犊呢？
What did they use to make this golden calf?
我们看32章第2节哦。
Let's take a look at verse 2 of chapter 32.
这里亚伦对他们说：“你们摘下你们的妻子儿女耳上的金环，拿来给我。”
Aaron said to them, "Take up the rings of gold which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters."
好了，问题是以色列人为什么有戴金耳环，有戴什么金镯环呢？
So the question is, why is it that the people of Israel are wearing rings of gold on their ears?
他们在埃及当奴隶400多年了，穷得要命，什么都没有啊。
They were slaves in Egypt for over 400 years. They are supposed to be very poor.
突然之间怎么会有金有银呢？
How is it all of a sudden they have these rings of gold?
原来是出埃及那个晚上，那些埃及人很怕他们，请求他们赶快走，把这金的银的都偷出来，全部都给他们。
So it's actually the very night when they were fleeing Egypt, the Egyptians were afraid of them, and therefore they quickly sent the people of Israel away with their gold.
所以这就是神的祝福啊。So
this is a blessing from God.
所以就进来下一点，有些时候。
Sometimes
我们会将神给我们的祝福转化成为一种偶像。
We will turn the blessings of God into an idol.
把它成为我们仰望的对象，把它成为我们生命的目标。
And we have turned these idols into the goal of our life.
这个就是我们今天的问题。
This is a very problem we have today.
这个就是为什么我们今天跟神的关系不冷不热，冷冷淡淡。
And this is also the very reason why our relationship with God is lukewarm.
好像一对没有什么感情的夫妻。
It's like into a couple with no feelings for each other.
坐在那边吃饭，但是话不多。
And they will be sitting on the same table, but with no conversation.
感受不到对方的心意。
They cannot feel the presence of the other party.
因为你心中已经在想别人了，在想别的事情了。
Because in your heart, you are thinking of someone else or something else.
譬如说，神祝福你有很好的工作。
For example, God has blessed you with a good job.
你事业越做越大。
And your career is getting more and more successful.
本来事业是给你做一个可以赚钱、缴账单，也可以奉献给神的一个工具。
Your career initially was supposed to be a tool for you to earn some money to pay the bills, to put food on the table, and to offer tithes to God.
无论你做什么事业，做什么职业，钱够就好，够用就好。
Whatever occupation you are in, as long as you have enough money, that should be good enough.
这个事业是神祝福你的。
This career is a blessing from God.
但是现在你把它转化成为你生命的目标了。
But now you have turned your career into your goal in life.
哦，现在我要追求更大的事业。
Now you have a bigger goal to pursue.
我要把它弄得更好。
I want it to be better.
我要像世界一样。
I want to be like the world.
这个公司要更大。
My company must be bigger.
大了之后，我再把它弄上市。
And once it gets bigger, I want it to go public.
这个就是这个世界的文化告诉你的东西啊，你就一直追啊。
And this is the culture of the world, or rather, the cultural world is telling you, and you are chasing after it.
追不完的了。
You will never get to the end.
或者是神给你儿女。
Or perhaps God has blessed you with children.
神为什么给你儿女？
Why did God bless you with children?
那你好好教他做一个敬畏神的人。
So that you can educate your children to become a God-fearing people.
以后可以在教会侍奉神。
So that they can serve God in the future.
还有你要让他以后可以去天国。
And that in the end, your children will be able to go to heaven.
但是你被世界的文化影响了。
But now that you are being influenced by the culture of the world.
别人追名校，我要给他去名校。
And my other people's children are studying in good schools, so your children must be in there too.
为了要去名校，我要拼命给他补习。
And in order for your children to get into these good schools, you are sending them to tutors or tuition classes.
当然去名校也没有错。
It's not wrong to go into a good school.
补习也没有错。
There's nothing wrong with having tutors.
学一些才艺也没有错。
There's nothing wrong to learn some other new stuff.
但是那个不是你孩子的人生的目标啊。
But that is not the goal of their life.
你不要把世界的那些成功文化加在你孩子的身上。
Do not add all these burdens, these worldly burdens, onto your children.
有时候我们呢，在后面呢，这样追着世界。
And sometimes we are chasing after the world.
有时候我们的儿女就变成阻挡我们跟神的关系的一个层面。
Or rather, we are helping our children to chase after the world, and we in turn became a hindrance, to our children.
孩子很多活动啊，你没有办法好好来守安息日。
Your children have so much activities that they can't come to church, to observe the Sabbath.
所以，在我读第二节的时候，我心里很感叹。
So when I was reading verse 2, I have a very good, deep feeling about this verse.
以色列百姓穷了400年，神好不容易就给他一笔过，今天晚上就给你发点财吧，进了银了，拿了一些。
The people of Israel have been poor in Egypt for over 400 years, but overnight they had some wealth. They were blessed as well.
金了银了以后是神安排要去做会幕的时候要给他们奉献的机会的。
These gold and silver were materials that God had prepared on their behalf, so that in the future they will use it on the tabernacle.
结果他们第一次打开荷包，打开钱包，就是拿出来要做偶像。
Instead, the very first time they open up the coffers, it is to make an idol.
你看神会不生气吗？
Don't you think God would be angry?
神一定生气的。
God would be very angry.
那神生气，神伤心，你跟神的关系就不会好。
If God is angry and God is upset, you will not have a good relationship with Him.
这个跟你来几次教会哦，没有不是直接的关系。
This has nothing to do with how many times you come to church.
是你的心的问题。
It's the matter is your heart.
所以我们今天要重新思考我们跟神的关系。
So let us rethink about our relationship with God.
怎么样来改善？
How do we improve it?
下一章就是要想一想你人生，你作为一个基督徒，你人生的目标到底是什么？
In order to do that, let us think about what is the goal of our life as a Christian.
你要追求世界吗？
Are you pursuing after the world?
还是你要追求神？
Or do you want to pursue after God?
你要追求你下一章自己的快乐吗？
Do you want to pursue your own happiness?
还是你的人生目标是要让神快乐，要让神得荣耀？
Or rather, is your goal in life to make God happy?
所以第一点就是要马上把心中的神憎恶的东西要拿走啊。
The first point is that we have to remove the detestable idols in our heart.
我找到这张图片啊，非常有趣。
Take a look at this picture. It's very interesting.
左边那张就是公元前1300年，以色列百姓在拜金牛犊。
The picture on the left is the golden calf that the people of Israel were worshipping around 1300 BCE.
右边那一张就是在现在21世纪，在美国纽约华尔街也有一只金牛犊，当然不是用金做的啦，用铜来做的。And
the picture on the right is a picture of a bronze ox that is displayed on Wall Street today.
股票市场里面，牛代表往上升，做牛市。
In stock market terms, a bull market is a market that is going up.
哇，大家去到这个华尔街啊，都要跟那个这只金牛拍照啊。
A lot of people who visit Wall Street wanted to take a picture with this bull.
啊，有一些游客还爬上去。
And there are tourists who even climb up onto the statue.
啊，大家崇拜这个金牛，心中崇拜华尔街这些贪婪啊，这些资本主义之下的越多越好的这种心态跟文化。
And a lot of people are worshipping in their hearts this golden, this bronze bull because it represents the greed and of capitalism.
我们是要工作。
We have to work.
但是我们不能贪婪。
But we cannot be greedy.
啊，有时候不是贪婪，不是只有钱啊。
And sometimes we're not greedy for money.
你心中那个贪，影响跟神的关系。
That greed in your heart will affect your relationship with God.
我们看以弗所书第五章五节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所五章五节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5.
以弗所书五章五节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. Verse 5, be sure of this, that no fornicator or impure man or one who is covetous, that is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
这里想告诉我们，圣经告诉我们，贪心就跟拜偶像一样。
Here it tells us that greed is likened to idol worshipping.
你没有哪一尊偶像来拜，但是你贪心就是神所不喜悦的。
You may not be worshipping a physical idol, but if you're greedy, God is not happy.
有人是贪钱。
Some people greedy for money.
他好像拜偶像，拜金牛犊。
So it's likened to worshiping the golden calf.
有人是贪名，他要出名。
Some people are greedy for a reputation.
啊，他也好像名就是他的金牛犊。
They wanted to be famous, so fame is likened to that golden bull.
有人追求，哇，一个学位又一个学位，读不完，一辈子都在读。
Some people are pursuing degrees after degrees.
这个就是你的金牛犊。
They're studying forever, and that is their golden calf.
当你觉得东西不够，还要更多的时候
，When you feel that something is insufficient and you want more,
这个就是你的偶像。
That is your idol.
有人有自己的太太，自己的丈夫。
There are people with their own spouse.
你还不满意，还要去看别人，还要去想得到别人。
And they're not satisfied. They are thinking about someone else.
这个就是金牛犊。
That would be your golden calf.
所以为什么我们跟神的关系不好？
So why is it that our relationship with God is so bad?
因为我们心中很多的贪念。
Because there are a lot of greed in our hearts.
啊，这个会直接影响你跟身边的人的关系。
And this will definitely affect your relationship with the people around you.
这个也可以应用在夫妻的关系。
You can also use it in the relationship of a couple.
因为你很贪呢，你想要更多啊。
Because you're greedy, you want more.
所以你搞到自己很大的压力。
So you're giving yourself a lot of pressure.
经济很大的压力。
You're giving yourself financially a lot of pressure.
整天为钱吵架。
And that's why you'll be arguing all the time.
那一对夫妻如果整天为钱吵架，关系怎么会好？你说。
If a couple is arguing over money all the time, how could their relationship improve?
你就赚少一点没关系嘛。
What's wrong with earning less?
房子住小一点也没关系嘛。
What's wrong with living in a smaller house?
车子不用最新的也没关系嘛。
What's wrong with driving an old car?
够用就好了。
As long as it's enough for you.
为什么要追偶像呢？为什么要心中有偶像呢？
Why should you have an idol in your heart?
到底是对方的比较重要，还是你拥有的东西比较重要？
Is it what the other party has more important, or what you have that's more important?
啊，你孩子乖就好了，健康就好了。
As long as your children are healthy and obedient, that is good enough.
为什么要跟别人比较呢？
Why do you want to compare them to others?
所以啊，要把偶像拿走。
Therefore, we must remove this idol in our heart.
第二点。
Second point.
要跟神重建关系，要好好纪念遵守安息生日。
And to rebuild your relationship with God, you must observe the Sabbath properly.
因为安息日啊，是神最看重的。
Because God places much emphasis on the Sabbath.
我再重复一次哦，安息日是神最看重的。
Let me repeat this again. The Sabbath, God placed much emphasis on the Sabbath.
神自己说的。
God said it himself.
我们看以西结书第二十章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 20.
十一节。
Verse 21.
十一到十二节。
20章。
以西结书二十章十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 11. Verse 11, I gave them my statutes and showed them my ordinances by whose observance men shall live.
好，第十二节，注意读啊，请继续读。
Verse 12, moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths as a sign between me and them that they might know that I, the Lord, sanctify them.
这里神说啊，我将我的安息日赐给百姓，赐给以色列人。
Here God said that I gave them, the people of Israel, my Sabbaths.
好在我与他们中间为证据。
As a sign between me and them.
哇，使他们知道我是叫他们成圣的。
That they might know that I, the Lord, sanctify them.
这里圣经讲得很清楚，安息日对神来说是一个与人关系的一个证据。
So here it's very clear that the Sabbath is a sign of a relationship between God and people.
好，我们知道什么叫证据呢？下一页。
What does it mean by a sign or an evidence?
一个人有没有结婚，有没有跟别人结婚，你看看他手上有没有戴戒指嘛。
to tell whether a person is married or not, just look at whether there's a ring on his or her finger.
还有通常呢, 婚戒的都是一对的。
And usually, a wedding rings come in a set.
如果是钻石，就是两个戒指都是钻石。
And they're usually diamonds, so both rings must have diamonds.
如果是金的，两只戒指都是金的。
And if it's made of gold, then both rings are made of gold.
这个戒指贵不贵，是不是钻石，也不是最重要，最重要是一对。
It doesn't matter whether this ring is expensive or whether it has diamonds. More importantly, it has to be a set.
还有是这个要求婚的人，要这个新郎要娶这个人之前要求婚的时候，还有结婚那天要戴在他手上啊。
And when a person proposes marriage to another person, there must be a ring, and this ring must be put on the finger.
所以如果你有结婚了，你一定要戴着戒指，你不能说哦我不戴了这样子啊，出去好像手上没东西，好像一个单身的人，不能这样子。
If you are married, you should have a ring on your finger, just to show that you are married. Otherwise, without the ring, you look like you're still single.
因为你出去啊，别人看到你的戒指说哦，哇，这个人虽然长得帅，这个风趣幽默，但是他有戒指的，这个人就我不可以有别的想法了。
Because once you go, you leave your house, people will look at you and look at that ring on your finger and know that you are married, and they know that they are to leave you alone, no matter how handsome or how humorous you are.
昨天晚上我们讲了，神用最大的永远的爱去爱以色列百姓，把他们拣选，好像一个婚约这样子。
And last night we mentioned that God has picked, using His love, He has picked the people of Israel likened to a bride and set up a covenant with them.
那这个婚姻要有一个证据啊，要有一个证明啊。
And this covenant is likened to a marriage vow, and there must be a sign of this marriage.
好，神把什么送给他的百姓呢？
What has God given to His chosen people?
其实不是只有以色列啊，神造亚当的时候就已经设立了安息日了。
In fact, it's not just to the Israelites. When God created heaven and earth, He has already set up the Sabbath.
还有，在以色列百姓一出埃及之后，神就把这个安息日送给以色列百姓。And
when the people left Egypt, God has given them again the Sabbath.
这个在出埃及记31章17节讲的一模一样，就是安息日是一个证据。This
is exactly the same message repeated in Exodus chapter 31 verse 17 that the Sabbath is a sign of a relationship.
好，这个证据这个字很重要啊。It's
very important the word sign or proof.
就好像戒指一样。It's
like unto a ring.
但是以色列百姓呢不喜欢跟神的这个关系。But
the people of Israel detest its relationship with God.
他们呢很早啊就不守安息日。
For a very long time, they have stopped observing the Sabbath.
他们就好像一个人啊，哇，觉得说对方不满意，或者是我想去外面交女朋友。如果你是动歪脑筋，想要在外面交女朋友，你第一件事情就把婚姻戒指藏起来嘛。And
they're likened to someone who's looking for an extramarital relationship, that they would take off the ring on their finger and start looking for someone else.
所以以色列百姓一开始就不好好守安息日。So
at the very beginning, the people of Israel had never thought about observing the Sabbath properly.
神告诉他们，这个安息日没有玛拿，不要出去捡。God
told them that on the Sabbath day, no manna would come down. Don't bother to go out.
他们就不相信，就是要出去捡玛拿。They
don't believe it, and they went out.
就好像一个人，哎呀，戴戒指啊，不好。 哎呀，阻止我外面认识女朋友，我这个收起来。哇，你看我是单身的。
Likened to someone, having a ring on their finger would prohibit them from looking for a girlfriend, so they would take off the ring, hide it, and go out looking for a girlfriend.
所以这里说啊，如果你是一个神的选民，你是个基督徒。
So it says here that if you are a Christian or a chosen one of God,
你不把神给的这个证据戴在手上，
and you do not wear this the sign of your relationship,
你不好好守安息日,
and you do not observe the Sabbath properly,
你凭什么说你是跟神有这个约定?
Then how can you claim that you have a relationship with God?
所以神啊，对这个很在意哦。
So God placed much emphasis on this particular relationship.
你不能说，哎呀，我们有婚姻就好了，为什么你逼我戴婚姻戒指？
You can't claim that you are married, but you don't want to wear a ring.
如果你是结婚的，为什么你不戴？
If you're married, why don't you want to wear the ring?
所以神很看重这个，如果你是我的人，为什么不守安息日？
So God placed much emphasis on this. If you belong to me, why don't you observe the Sabbath?
所以这里第十二节讲啊，这是我的安息日啊。所以下一点是说，安息日是属于神的，不是属于人的。
In verse 12, God says, "My Sabbath," so you can tell that the Sabbath belongs to God, not to human.
不是摩西律法的。
It's not one of the laws of Moses.
不是属于以色列人的。
It does not belong to the Israelites.
有一些现代的基督徒啊，说，哎呀，这个安息日属于律法的啦，属于以色列人啊，属于摩西时代的啦，不是我们今天的啦。
Some of the modern Christians, they claim that the Sabbath belongs to the Old Testament or belongs to Moses and belongs to the law of God. It does not belong today.
或者属于犹太人的啦。
or rather it belongs to the Israelites today.
这个错,
this is actually wrong.
神这里说,
God says the Sabbath belongs to me.
我爱你,
I love you and I am giving you my Sabbath.
神爱亚当,
and God loves Adam, therefore he instituted the Sabbath for Adam.
神拣选以色列人,
and God loved his chosen people of Israel, therefore he put the Sabbath into the Ten Commandments.
今天新约时代,
and today, under the New Covenant, God has chosen us as the new Israelites. God has also given us his Sabbath.
所以下一页,
do not throw away the sign of your relationship with God.
你看以赛亚书58章,
let's turn to Isaiah 58.
以赛亚书58章,
Isaiah 58.
第13节到第14节啊,
verse 13 to verse 14.
好好守住这个证据，你就得到福气。
Keep this sign so that you will receive blessings.
请读,
verse 13. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call a Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, or seeking your own pleasure, or talking idly, 14, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you right upon the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
哇, 这是神亲口说的。
These are words spoken by God.
我们知道两个人的关系好, 一定会有约会嘛, 对不对?
If two people have good relationships, they will have a date.
如果一对夫妻哦, 结了婚很久了, 没有约会, 他们感情一定不好的。
If a couple have been married for a long time and does not go on dates, then they will not have a very good relationship.
虽然整天都在家里哦, 但是没有一个时间是专门给对方的。
Even though they may be at home all the time, but they don't have set up a special time for just the two of them.
感情一定退步的。
So their relationship will not be good.
有一些夫妻啊, 生了孩子了, 啊, 整天围着孩子团团转, 也没有时间给对方。
And there's some couple after having children, they don't have time for each other anymore.
关系也肯定不会好。
Their relationship will also suffer.
所以如果你是有结婚的人, 你一定要把每一天或者每周某一些时间是专心只给对方。
So if you're married, you have to set aside some time every day or every week for your spouse.
把你的工作放下, 把你的手机放下。
Put down your work, put down your cell phones.
去一个特定的地方, 你们两个不要被生活的这些琐碎的事情绑住。
Go to a special place and do not be tied down by the chores of life.
出去喝个咖啡啊, 现在解封了嘛, 可以慢慢开始出去了嘛。
And now that the society has opened up again, go out for coffee.
啊, 去公园走一走啊。
Go take a walk in a park.
一年出一次旅行啊。
Or go on a trip once a year.
那么关系是要时间来。
Relationship takes time to develop.
还有这个时间呢, 要专心的时间, 不被打扰的。
And this time must be set aside specially so that you're not being interrupted.
还有呢, 你人要休息够, 你的心情才会平静, 才会好。
And a person needs to be well rested to have to feel good emotionally.
好了, 属灵上也是一样。
Same thing spiritually.
你跟神的关系要时间维持啊。
Your relationship with God needs time to develop.
这个时间就是每一个星期调转脚步来到神的面前。
And this time is every week you turn your step back and turn towards God.
最近因为疫情的关系, 两个月了, 我们都不能真的是来到教堂。
And due to the pandemic, for 2 months we have not been able to come to church.
就是暂时在家里守安息日。
So temporarily we are observing the Sabbath at
但是这,
home.
但是这个不能长久这样子。
But this cannot go on forever.
这个只能够暂时紧急的状态，应付政府的这个要求、限聚令的这个限制。
This is only a temporary measure because of government ban for gatherings over 50.
等到政府慢慢放松这个限制了。
When these limitations have been laxed.
那到我们就是我们的脚步就要把我们带回教会了。
Then our footsteps should be guiding us back to church. Because your footsteps are also taking you to the grocery store.
好了，买菜危不危险？
Is it dangerous to go to the grocery store?
买菜危险，但是买菜很重要。没肥菜，哦，我没菜吃，没饭吃，我会死。
Of course, going to the grocery store is also dangerous, but without food, how do you sustain your life?
哦，那买菜危险，但是因为很重要，所以我还是要去。
So going to a grocery store is dangerous or risky, but I still have to go.
我知道很多人一个礼拜才出去一次嘛。
I know that some people only venture out once a week.
为了要买菜，一个礼拜我要出去一次。
So in order to fill to buy groceries, they have to venture out of their house once a week.
好，如果教会开放，那我身体也健康，我没有任何的症状，那我一个礼拜来教堂一次，也是对我自己很有帮助啊。
If you are healthy and there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with going to church once a week as well.
你的全心全意放在神的身上，来到教堂，没有任何的这个骚扰。
You come to the church wholeheartedly so that there's nothing to influence you or to interfere with you.
最重要是你的心是喜乐的，你是以安息日为可喜乐的，不是强迫的。
Most importantly, your heart feels delight because you come to church willingly.
这样子的话，神就会大大的祝福你。
If that is the case, then God will bless you.
我们再为成家地的高处。 第十四节。
verse 14, that God will take delight in you, and you will ride upon the heights of the earth.
那属灵啊，也会增加，也会升高。
And God will make you at the highest point.
好，那我们跟神的关系就会进步了。And
your relationship with God will improve.
可能很多弟兄姐妹啊，觉得过去两个月在家里啊，虽然是有听道理啊，但是没有来教堂哦，跟主耶稣的关系也好像是跟以前不太一样啊。And
for the past 2 months, even though we have been observing the Sabbath at home, but it is still strange not being able to go to church to meet brothers and sisters.
大家都很期待，很快就可以回到教堂守安息日。
We are anticipating the day that we can come back to church to observe the Sabbath.
第三点。Third
point.
怎么跟神重建关系啊？
How do we rebuild our relationship with God?
就是要侍奉神。That
is to serve Him.
我们看以西结书20章。Let's
turn back to Ezekiel chapter 20.
40节。Verse
40.
以西结书20章的40节。Ezekiel
chapter 20, verse 40. Verse 40, for on my holy mountain, the mountain height of Israel, says the Lord God, there all the house of Israel, all of them shall serve me in the land. There I will accept them, and there I will require your contributions and the choices of your gifts with all your sacred offerings.
这里告诉我们怎么跟神重新关系呢？就是要侍奉，开始侍奉神呢。
How do we rebuild our relationship with God? We must start serving Him.
以前跟神关系不好，因为侍奉偶像。
In the past, our relationship was sour because we serve idols.
你把大量的人生的目标、时间、金钱，或者是注意力追随世界的事情。
You have spent most of your life, your effort, into pursuing the goals of earth.
因为人的一生很有限。
Our life is limited.
你放在这里，你就不可能放在那里。
If you place your life here, you cannot be elsewhere.
现在我们把第一点、第二点做了。
Now that we have done point one and point two,
我们把偶像拿走了。
We have removed our idols.
我们开始每个安息日把它专门留给神了。And
we have set aside a Sabbath for God.
现在神就有第三个要求，请你们全家啊，不是只有你一个，全家要侍奉我。Now
the third requirement from God is that the house of Israel, all of the house of Israel must serve Him.
一个还不够好。One
is not enough.
最好是全家一起。It's
better to have the whole household.
全家一起来到神的山，用神的家来侍奉神。
The whole household to come to the mountain of God to serve Him.
神的山就是真教会。
The mountain of God is the true church.
全家来教会。
The whole family comes to the church.
大人小孩一起在教会里面帮忙。
Adults and children helping up in church.
一起来敬拜。
And come to church to worship.
哇，这个神就会满意了。
And God will be pleasing.
我们要问一个问题啊。
Another question.
爱是如何被感觉到的呢？
How do you feel love?
或者是你怎么样让别人知道你爱他呢？
Or how do you let others know that you love Him?
啊，如果你看到有一些 恋人啊，年轻小伙子啊，哇，去吃冰淇淋哦，那个男生就喂女生吃冰淇淋哦。If
you take a look at young couples, you will see that, especially when they go out for ice cream, you see that, the man would feed the woman.
哇，这两个人，这个服侍他那样子，他感情肯定好。And
the man would serve the woman, and this means that they have very good or very close relationship.
或是一对夫妻如果关系很好。
Or if a couple has very good relationship.
哦，太太说，哎呀，我这个背很酸啊。那丈夫说，哦，我帮你按摩。And
the wife may complain that they feel the shoulder feels tired. Then the husband would volunteer to massage it.
今天你累，你不用煮饭，全部我来。
The husband would say that you're tired today. Let me cook tonight.
爱不是嘴巴讲的。Love
is not being spoken.
啊，外国人很喜欢说，哦，整天我爱你，我爱你，讲一堆。A
lot of people like to say I love you all the time.
爱不是用来讲的而已。
Love is not to be spoken.
爱要透过服侍来表现出来。Love
has to be revealed through service.
你爱他，你就会愿意服侍他。If
you love that person, you are willing to serve that person.
你下班很忙了，但是你一进来，我还是哇，照顾孩子啊，煮饭啊，洗衣服啊。
You may be very busy at work, but once you come home from work, you're happy to take care of the children and to cook dinner.
所以神那么爱我们,
so if God loves us so much,
他把什么都给我们了,
He has given us everything.
那我们是否愿意去服侍他呢?
Are we willing to serve Him?
所以最后一点, 你跟神的关系要改善, 一定要开始侍奉神。
So the last point, if you want to change your relationship with God, to improve your relationship, you must serve Him.
因为你时间放在哪里, 你的金钱放哪里, 你的心就是放哪里。
Because where you spend your time and your money, that's where your heart is.
其实侍奉神很开心的。
In fact, serving God is happy.
让你感觉到神与你同在。
Because you feel that God is with you.
你感觉到你越侍奉神, 神越祝福你。
You feel that the more you serve God, the more blessing He gives you.
其实神不需要我们侍奉他。
In fact, God doesn't really need us to serve Him.
神在天上, 他也不吃饭。
He is in heaven, He doesn't eat.
他也不住房子。
He doesn't live in a house.
他也不花家币。
He doesn't spend Canadian dollars.
你怎么侍奉他?
How do you serve Him?
其实你侍奉不到他什么。
You can't really serve Him much.
但是如果你愿意侍奉他,
But if you're willing,
哇, 他看到, 哎呀, 我的孩子那么爱我, 一定是很感动。
And when he saw that his children love him so much, he'll be very moved.
今天我们所拜的神啊, 是很容易被感动的。
The God that we worship today can be moved easily.
很容易被服侍的。
He is easily served.
我觉得有时候服侍人还比较难。
I feel that sometimes it's harder to serve a human.
有时候你煮饭给家人吃啊, 煮了, 哎, 这个不好吃。
And sometimes when you cook dinner for your family, they complain that it doesn't taste good.
啊, 这个家庭我不喜欢。
I don't like being at home.
啊, 你服侍人啊, 人家还会给你很多意见。
If you serve human, they give you a lot of criticism.
有时候啊, 多些都没一句。
And sometimes they don't even thank you.
但是我们的神很好服侍。
But our God, you can serve Him easily.
他也不要求你什么。
He doesn't require much from you.
只要你尽力去服侍他就好了。
As long as you serve Him with all your heart.
他也不会把你跟别人比较。
He won't compare you with others.
哎, 别人捐那么多的，怎么你捐那么少？
He won't complain that others have offered so much, you offer so little.
别人会那么多事情，怎么你那么笨，只会一样？
Or others are multi-talented. How come you only know one thing?
神不会把你跟别人比较。
God will not compare you with others.
神知道，只要你有心，你尽力的去做。
God knows that as long as you have the heart to do your very best.
哇，你做一点点呢，神都已经很感动。
Even you have done a little bit, God will be very moved.
不是吗? 有时候你孩子帮你一点点事情啊, 你就很感动了, 哎呀, 我孩子帮我耶。
Isn't it true? Sometimes when your children help you a little bit, you feel very happy.
有时候你孩子画一张卡送给你, 你就感动了半天, 还po Facebook, 告诉全世界。
And sometimes if your children make a card for you, you're so moved and so touched that you'll post it on Facebook to tell the whole world.
一点点心意, 你就感动到神。
A little bit of your heart can touch God a lot.
我们今天要学习要怎么感动神。
Today we have to learn how to touch God.
不是只是呱呱叫祷告说哦神给我这个神给我那个。
Not only in our prayers should we be asking God for a lot of things.
你的行为你的心意有感动到神吗？
But has your deeds, your actions, and your heart moved God?
你聚会有很专心的来聚会吗？
Have you concentrated and focused when you are gathering for service?
你做圣工要把你整个人都放进去吗？
When you're doing holy work, have you placed your entire self into it?
你祷告有很迫切吗？
And when you pray, have you prayed really earnestly?
你唱一首诗要把你的感情唱进去吗？
And when you're singing hymnals, have you put your whole feeling into it?
神是很容易被感动的。
God can be touched easily.
我们的神很容易被服侍, 很容易满足。
And our God is easily contented.
但是有时候我们一点点都拿不出来。
But sometimes we can't even offer this very little bit that's required of us.
我们对人服侍很好。 对神服侍马马虎虎啊。
We serve others well, but we serve God terribly.
所以神说从今天开始, 全家侍奉我。
And that's why God says, from this day onwards, the whole family
is 我要在那里悦纳你们啊。
And there I will be receiving you.
还有你们的供物, 还有初熟的土产。
Your contributions and the choices of your gifts.
侍奉神不是凭着嘴巴啊, 不是把人带来就好了。
And serving God is not just bringing yourself to church.
你要带礼物来到神的面前。
You have to bring gifts. To God.
你种田种得很辛苦。
And you work hard tilling the soil.
好了，现在拿到农产品了，第一批的，最第一批的，第一批出来的哈，很宝贵的，价格也最高的。
Now that you have harvested, you should take the very first crop.
哎，先拿到神那边。
You have to offer your very first crop to God.
啊，神说满意，祝福你。
And if God is pleasing, He will bless you.
我们的神就是那么好服侍。
This is how easy God it is to serve God.
今天让我们都来。 重新建立与神的关系。
So today, let us all come back and rebuild our relationship with God.
唱诗339首。
Let us sing hymn 339.